Oh God. Oh God.
What? Can, just let me live here. It's on the mic. Okay. All right. Did you accept me?
I accepted you.
Okay. Just accept me for who I am. We're going to do it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the Catch Me Fun Me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sorry, Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer. Did you get bangs?
You know, that's...
You did. You I got chin bangs.
I didn't really get
you
bangs.
You got layers.
So I always had these, but they grow so fast. But I got my hair cut Monday. And
it looks good.
Right? I kind of like them.
Yeah, I used to have mine from here and then go all the way down and taper.
Yeah,
is that what you did?
Yeah, but I always do that. I always do that. It's so weird. I think he just made them shorter.
I think he made them shorter.
Which I like. Yeah. Gives me something
fun. It gives you more stuff. Yeah, it gives you more.
Gives me more stuff. I had no stuff before, and now I have stuff.
Well, you have more stuff. Look at you. Like, you're able to just.
Look at me. I have stuff to do.
Put it behind the...
I didn't even brush my hair thing. And it just looks like this. I'm so happy.
Wow.
I will say...
What a lucky bitch.
I feel as though I need to wash my hair more and more these days, which is pretty upsetting. And I want to know what am I supposed to do to make myself not have to wash my hair all the time because I'm over it. Oh, God.
You mean you're not just like going around oily? Because like that's good for your
no,
hair.
No, well, I am. But it's like so oily that it's like, again... Ugh. Am I wet?
Yeah.
I get real oily to the point where I'm like slick, like old dolphin. Slick.
Well, you work out every day. So are you rinsing it through with water?
No.
You should do that.
Am I supposed to?
Yeah. You just rinse it with water and then put a little conditioner on the little tippity tips. And then
it gets extra oily.
Well, yeah. But then you wash it the next day. But it's good to like rinse the oil through your hair so the oil comes down. It's like one back in the day, you know, those hairbrushes.
Yeah.
I think you even have those hairbrushes, don't you? Because we went to that hairbrush meeting one time.
I lost both my fucking hairbrushes and I'm so upset. I loved those brushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were from France, I remember.
They were France turtle shell, but not.
Yeah,
I fucking love them. God damn it. Yeah.
Thanks. I only have one left. I don't know where the other ones are.
But yes,
but I'm gonna use it because it pulls too much oil.
I'll take it.
From the top of my hair down.
Give it to me. I need it. I lost mine at your bachelorette party. I lost it.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think I have one. I think I have like the bunch of the other ones in. I think I have them. If I have them, I'll give them to you.
Yeah, please. I need them. God damn it. I have no brushes. That's why I didn't brush my hair. I have my blow dryer. That's a brush that I've been using.
Well, that's nice.
I know. But yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. I just rinse the oil through. So it's at least all because what happens is it's like really wet and then it's dry. And you're like, how is this black magic happening? How is this? Can I show you the funniest thing that I got?
What?
Happy birthday. Uh-huh. It says another year older. We can help. And it's literally a gift card for fucking like a Botox. And I'm like, that's
wow
rude, but thank you.
That's so rude.
Isn't it rude? Yeah, but also like, I'll keep
but also
it.
I appreciate that.
25 bucks. Yeah. 25 bucks.
Yeah. Like,
just like this is what's happening now.
Huh.
I also told someone that I was like, they asked how old I was, and I was like, I'm 32. And they were like, oh my God, I thought you were so much younger. And I was like,
thank you.
But I was like, wait, is that good? Or like, I don't have my shit together. Like, or I'm like immature, or am I just like, I look younger? Like what? I've never been like, I've never been offended it the other way. It was very bizarre.
Yeah. Huh.
I was like,
maybe they said, did they say it in a weird way?
They said it in a weird way. And I was like, is that good or is that bad?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh my God, I thought you were younger. It was like, huh, I thought you were so much younger. And I was like,
I get that too. I get that around Tyler's friends because Tyler's friends are people,
you know,
that have like jobs and stuff.
Younger.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it. No one's ever said that to me.
Yeah. I was just talking to Nikki. I was like, look at all these wrinkles I got know. Going.
I'm like, I you have go no wrinkles. Work
done. I was like, damn, I look good.
You're great.
Like wrinkle wise.
You're wrinkleless. Like,
I have wrinkles. And no, that's you, what I'm saying. I look good for my wrinkles right now.
I can't see them at all.
Oh, they're there, honey. They're there. Especially right here, I'm getting one. I'm starting to look like one of those Neanderthals. My brows are just coming like down. They're just falling down.
Just like a Neanderthal. I did use this stuff on my face that's supposed to help with like my hyperpigmentation. And I was using shit like that for a while, and then I stopped, and I used it last night. And when I tell you, my face is on fire. It hurts so bad today, and it's red as fuck. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to use this because I'm going to start this movie next week, and I can't. Yeah. My face is going to start peeling off at the worst time possible. So why don't we just put regular shit on it? But I was like, holy shit, my face hurts all day. It hurts right now.
Yeah.
I need, cold... Ugh. I don't know.
Ice
things we do. I know. Yeah, I was need my ice roller.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get my Botox.
See my mint just flew out of your mouth.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Ugh. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't eat food like a normal person. I feel like I'm eating food just like everybody else. No one's like, oh my god. Like no one looks at me while I'm eating. Like, look at this barbarian. And yet somehow I finish eating and I look around and everyone's like, how did you do that? And it's like in my hair, it's in my eyes, it's like all over everything I'm wearing, like everywhere, but I'm eating it normally. What's happening?
I don't think
to me?
You are eating it normally, first of all, and I think people do look at you and go, damn, why are you eating that like that?
Well, I would love for someone to point it out.
First of all, sandwich, you can't even eat a sandwich
that's true. I don't like to
you eat shit with your hands, and that's what happens is you're eating with your hands and then you do that, and now
play
it's
by
in
my
your
own
hair
rules.
And then it's now it's on your jacket because your shoulder fell off, and then you know this is why it's everywhere. It's because you eat it in parts.
Yeah,
you eat everything in parts. Like you take it apart.
Yeah,
so that's why.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But even this mint, I just had this mint. Perfect example. I'm just eating the mint, and it.
I think your mouth is too full of spit. It was spitting it.
You think so?
That's what happened. That's what I think. But I don't know.
Interesting. What a theory. If only we could get that orthodontist in here. Although he wouldn't do anything for us. Oh, Jesus. What's new? Talk to me.
I have started to drink only alkaline water.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's something.
That sounds expensive.
I actually found a deal where you can get it delivered for
from Sparklets?
One third the cost. Yes.
I love Sparklets.
I don't know if it is, but the truck just pulled up a minute ago. And it was
I bet
Sparklets.
You it is.
And... yeah, so that's pretty exciting. And I haven't had as much heartburn and stuff because my acid level is coming down. So that's super fucking sick, dog.
You know what I've been eating and I've been thinking about you because it's very acidic, but apparently it's very good for you.
What?
Kimchi.
Oh, kimchi's supposed to be so good for you.
I have been eating it every day for the last 2 weeks.
Good for you. Yeah. That's so good for your gut health, but it fucking reeks. It reeks so bad. And I will not eat any kimchi that doesn't come from Best Friends. So.
Oh, wow. This is coming from Sprouts. So it's the closest I can get. But it's really it's a spicy situation, but it's supposed to be good for UTIs also. So I'm like, all right,
really?
I can
that's good.
Load me up, fam. Yeah. It's just it's an odd thing to be consuming like midday. I've been eating lunch, like kimchi for lunch. It's weird. I don't know. Huh. I'm like, okay. Yeah, but it's like very aggressively pungent.
Yeah.
Like I'm like
the smell of it is it's not
and,
for me.
And crab.
And you've been eating crab.
And kimchi.
Nice. Weird.
It's so weird.
Is it imitation crab or you're
it's real crab. I'm buying crab. You can get it at Sprouts. It's like really high in protein. And I'm like, all right, sure. Do that with some kimchi. And that's every day. I'm like, this is so weird that I would choose to eat these two things. But
I bet you it's really low in calories.
It is. And it's like high in protein and really good for you. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Welcome, I guess.
So it's pretty good. But I'm just like, This is odd. This is an odd thing. Yeah, but you know,
pretty cool though. Sounds cool.
I've been able to eat it at home, which has been good. I'm like a little bit nervous if I have to bring it somewhere, like if I'm like on set or something, and I'm like, time for lunch. Everyone's like, what?
You just ruined the set because now it stinks.
Yeah. I know. I'm very curious to see how this is going to go working with like bigger people. There have been, you know, a lot of demands for like certain actors, and it's quite interesting to be like on the other end of it. Also been watching a lot of audition tapes. I'm so happy that I'm not a singer. Like, we should be so thrilled that our dreams weren't to like be a singer. Because I swear to God, there are so many people that are good singers. It's like, how do you even like choose? Like, I mean, the odds are so slim of like making it as a singer. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's tough out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't you feel like every other person has like a great voice and you're like, oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
I mean, that'll do. Yeah. Actually, I've started a bunch of people on Instagram that I'm like, you know what? Now I follow this person for singing, which is really weird. And I am kind of against it.
Yeah.
I'm against it, even though I like it. I'm like, I don't know why I'm against it, but like, it's because I think you're right. There's too many good singers out there. And everybody's getting a little piece of it. And I'm like,
I know.
I only have so much energy to give out to people.
I can't support you all for being good singers.
I know.
I'm just supporting everyone. But everybody is. I know.
I have one Spotify song from all of you. And it's just turning into too much.
It's a lot. Okay. Yeah. None of you guys are good songwriters. You can just sing.
Or some are good songwriters, actually. I don't know. Yeah.
It's just crazy. Yeah. So anyway, I realized that recently and I'm like, oh God, thank God. But
that sounds kind of fun. Sit back and judge people. I could do that.
Well, I've been like looking at these auditions and a lot of people are like amazing singers, but they can't act for shit. And I'm like, which is interesting because I'm like, you have to be able to emote when you're singing, you know, like there's like, you can see it in your eyes when you're singing a song, people that are like really into it. And they're like, yeah, you really feel those lyrics to that song. And then they like say lines and you're like,
oh,
just say it like a normal, do that what you just did, but with words and not a song. They can't do it. It's crazy.
Well, that was like modeling in me. I'm like, oh, be a gangster. Okay, cool. Oh, do this. And then you're like, okay, hey, now we're normal. Acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say no, the word the.
Yeah.
I mean, say the as a thug. I can't do it.
That's hard.
I think it's just acting is like,
I guess it's
scary
weird.
To people. It becomes scary to people. And it's like not the same as the lane that they're in. Like singing, that's a lane. Modeling, that's a lane, you know?
Yeah.
And then being able to like be okay with that not being a lane and it just being a broad spectrum.
It just seems
creativity.
So easy. You're just like, just say words like a person. Like, how is that hard? You know, but it's really hard for a lot of people because I'm watching
and
I'm like,
having a panic attack. Yeah.
I'm like, it's really actually quite fun because I'm watching this and I'm like,
well,
I know I'm better than that. Like, but some of it, you're like, oh my God.
Is it like watching Hoarding? Like, you feel way better about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good feel. Like, I like that we also chose the same color without even knowing.
Yeah. We are just on the same wavelength today. It's fucking freezing cold in this house. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just am like, I can't do it anymore. I'm trying so hard to be conscious of the, you know, the whatever we pay the gas bill, but it's like I can't suffer anymore and I don't want to leave because I and get a long sleeve, so I'm just gonna wear this working from home. You know the joys of it.
I mean, if you're working somewhere else, I'm sure it would be even colder.
That's what I'm saying though. I will say it's been so, I've been like thanking my lucky stars every day this week with these fucking storms that like I get to work from home, you know, like I don't have to like leave and go somewhere that is my least favorite thing is like having to leave in the rain.
In the rain.
I fucking hate when it's raining out. Yeah. The only thing I want to do is like stay at home in my pajamas and like do whatever I need to do. But like having to like put makeup on and real clothes and then leave.
Yeah.
It's dreadful. I don't want to do it.
Dreadful. Yeah. I'm pretty sure our cars don't work when it rains. So
either of them.
I'm pretty sure nobody's cars in California's work. You know, I think the batteries just fall out as soon as like raindrops start falling.
You know, my car works, but
I was joking. That was a very dry.
It also runs on
Californians in there.
I don't know though. I feel like some of these electric cars. There were mudslides by our house, and like every Prius was just like toppled over and just like covered in mud. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well,
you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
God. What else? What are you guys doing this week? What do you have on the horizon?
I am continuing to clean out my garage so that I can create a gym, which was my first idea when I first moved into this house, and that didn't happen.
Sorry, Alexa just came up. A helicopter with five Marines went missing near San Diego. It just came up just now. Finally, some news.
Well, I'm just looking around. I'm like, it's pretty gray out. I bet you they just can't see them.
Oh my God.
That's what I was thinking.
That's so weird.
I don't think the lightning struck them down because there's no lightning right now, but I bet you it's just real gray out. They can't see them.
You were in the middle of something and I disrupted you. That felt like breaking news.
That is breaking news.
Okay, well,
I'm glad that they're finally telling us things. That's nice. I know.
Maybe she's listening to me.
Yeah, maybe.
You're still looking for them?
I don't know. I'm just looking at shit now in the sky.
Just be aware they're missing. So, like, we hear something. Just, like, keep your
eyes
out.
Maybe they're in my yard, you know? They might have crashed. Who knows? That fucking river might have taken them out.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you saw them?
Oh.
Tell me what you were doing.
I saw them. It's okay. I'm cleaning out my garage. I'm creating a gym in my garage. But I went to this fucking winery's. Apparently, somehow, me and Tyler got onto the 25, like, people that spend the most at this winery.
I love that for you.
Top 25 people, or 25 percentile of people that spend that much money. Yeah. And so we got there, and it's all old people, because they're all...
Love that.
Like, donating to the winery to expand it. And I was like...
Why are we here? Did you guys get invited?
We should be here. Yeah, we got invited. It was like this huge, epic, like, dinner.
Oh my God.
On this one really long table. And we met the owner and we sat and shot the shit with him. And then we met all the people that, like, are a part of the town.
I wonder if it was because of the wedding.
I thought about that, but nobody else that threw a wedding was there.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, you spent a lot of money there
on the wedding.
Yeah.
But, I was thinking about that because Tyler was like, I bet you it was the wedding. And then I was like, yeah, but think about all the other people that like had weddings there that like brought in specialty tables and specialty chairs and specialty like this and that. And this one person brought a dance floor and they brought lights in and like none of them were there. And so I was like, I think we might have just like bought a fuck ton of wine.
It could be both.
But our wedding planner saw us there and there. She was like, why are you guys here? Which was kind of funny. And but
why
she was like,
here?
Well, I'm glad you guys made it. Don't know why you would have been invited, but you know, what's up? And we were like, yeah, we don't know why we were invited either. And she was like, well, either way.
That's weird.
And I was like, okay.
Bitch, why are you here?
Yeah, but she was excited to see us and she hung out with us because we were one of the only young people down there.
That's nice.
And so we've met all these like older people that have like businesses in the community and they have like a private chef come in and do like this beautiful dinner. And now they opened up this whole new area of the winery and it was fucking stunning. You got to go over there. I didn't know that they were building so much over there. And then they're building a whole nother area.
It's so nice that you guys live like you can walk there. It's really nice. Yeah, I like that. Cool. We don't really have anything like that. That's like fancy that we can walk to.
Yeah. So that is super cool. That was fucking quite cool, I must say. I really enjoyed myself. And it was funny because me and Tyler get along with like the old people so well. As soon as like the napkins got put down, we were like, I think that this is going to stain. You know, this type of material is just not great for getting out stains. I just don't think that this was a great choice for them.
At a winery?
You know, at a winery? Oh, I mean, shit.
So many stains.
So that was cool. And then, yeah, I'm redoing the garage. That's what I'm doing this weekend is I am having a trailer come over and we're getting trash taken out.
Ooh,
we're also having the DMV come by and they are just taking stuff from us the following weekend.
The DMV?
The DAV are taking like big things out of the garage. And then I'm having a mechanic come and look at my machine that I got for $300 to fix it, to make it better. And
what machine?
Oh, I got this elliptical.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's
quite the...
That's exciting, though.
Quite the shit's happening down there. Yeah.
I love a good home gym situation. We tried, but it's not really working out for us.
Nice to leave the house, but yeah, you know, why not have both? True.
Yeah, you should be able to do both if need be. What's happening over there? That sun's coming through real nice. Oh,
it's gonna blind me.
I know.
What are you doing this weekend?
This week, well, the rest of this week, I'm just fucking like cranking it out. I'm gonna get all this shit edited. I gotta try and get all of my stuff edited. I have to like run and do a bajillion different life things. And then I have a meeting with my manager tomorrow, an agent. I'm filming stuff tonight, later to go to the pharmacy. And then this weekend, I'm just like literally getting everything prepared because on Monday it's like go time. So
nice.
Yeah. I really wanted to I'm probably working again. I worked last weekend too, but I wanted to paint this. I want to paint this room white. Like it needs to be painted. It hasn't been painted in forever. I want to like fix the wall, but I just don't know. I just don't know if I'm going to have time, which is fine.
Is it cream?
It's like, that's cream, which is weird. And I want to fix the hardware on it because it's ugly. But like, this is just like fucked up, that wall. Because when I took the TV mount off of it, it ripped all the paint off. And instead of fixing it, then I went, I'll do this later. And then I just hung everything over it. So, yeah. It's not like urgent, really.
Yeah, it's not urgent.
I want to enjoy the process of painting. I really want to like be creative about it. So I don't want to be like, fuck, I'm painting, even though I will be because painting sucks. But
yeah,
painting does fine. Suck. You know, what are you going to do? But yeah, I have really no plans other than like, I am kind of looking forward to, I've decided I really want fucking crumble cookies. Have you had crumble?
Mm-mm.
It's the fucking best thing that's ever existed in the world. It's like Susie cakes, but for cookies. And you're like, oh God. Oh boy. I didn't need to know that this was a thing. And I've just been like, after this fucking, I'm not supposed to use food as a reward, but fuck it. I really want these fucking cookies. And so I'm just going to do it. Once this is over with, I'm going to do it.
Good for you.
That's something to look forward to. Get that
fucking cookie. Yeah.
I just need something to look forward to, you know, treat-wise.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Live a little.
Why not?
Yeah, but other than that, my news that's coming to me now, all of a sudden, now that I've said something about it. What events do billionaires go to? This is the shit that I'm getting at. It's like manifest. Manifest me. I have no idea.
How's the wedding front going?
Oh my God. It's fine. I don't know. People keep asking me if I need help with shit. And I'm like, I don't know. Should I be doing something? What am I supposed to be doing? I have no idea. Nobody tells you what the fuck to do. How do you do this?
Yeah. Oh, you wanted that binder, huh?
I mean, I have one. I got something that's like,
okay.
You know, we made a list. We got addresses. I have a save the date photos on the books for April. Yeah. So
Shoot.
I don't know. What else am I supposed to be fucking doing? I don't know.
Like, other than finding the dress, I think that's the most important thing to do.
Oh, did I tell you?
Because I'm getting the time.
Getting it made.
Yeah, but did you ever get in contact with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sick.
Oh, not them.
Remember,
no.
You couldn't get in contact. Oh,
not them. So I was reaching out to someone for this movie that I was like, I need someone that does wardrobe. And my friend that I like made friends with her on this movie that I worked with a couple of years ago. And she's like phenomenal. She does all of like the feathers and everything for like the Victoria's Secret fashion show. She's fucking incredible. And I was like, hey, and I told her and she was like, oh my God, congratulations. And then I was like, do you want to make my fucking wedding dress? And she was like, I would be honored. And she's like full. She's like, that's what she does, is like very that style.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll
yeah.
just say. And so I was like, ooh, this really, the stars really aligned out. That I yeah. somehow reached out to you and it occurred to me. So she's like, I'm drafting up things. Like, and she's like, I'll send you sketches soon. We can do it just like amazing. That. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. So wow. that's exciting.
And she's close. So you can like, go she's and not have it measured. You can
she
go
lives
look at
in
it.
New York.
Oh,
I know. But she's like, just well, go get you know, your measurements.
At least it's done. In New York and it's not in India or wherever that's the true. Other place
yeah.
was.
So. And I like know her. So that's fine.
Yeah. yeah.
But yeah, so that's exciting. But I'm like, I don't know. I fucking know. Mexico. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? What do I do? What do you tell me? Like, do I just like, I already booked the place. Do I talk to them and go like, what's like the run of show here so I can send out invitations? Right. Like,
I think you should be talking to them and being like, hey, like what, when do I need to have all my stuff into you? Because if you're having vendors come in, you need to have all your vendors licenses. And
no, I'm not doing any of that. I can't do it because everything goes through them.
Oh, cool.
That's the beauty.
Well,
of
then,
this.
Yeah, I would just be like, hey, when, what do I need to be doing or whatever? And then also like. I think that might be a thing too, because they're in charge of so much of the stuff. It might be you have less to do, which is great.
Yeah, maybe. But, I don't know.
You know, in those books or whatever that you have, like the ones, the binders, like it yeah. should say like, oh, it's 6 weeks at, you know, 6 months out, you should be here at, you know, 9 months out, you should be here.
It's like a fucking bikini competition prep. Six yeah. months out, you want to be doing protein X times a day. It's like,
yeah,
send out exactly. your invitations. I don't fucking know. And then I go on Pinterest and I'm like, this is so much. I should yeah. really go there. Like, I should really yeah. take a trip there.
Remember I just, said that. I was like, hey, you want to go?
I know. It's just like one
trippity trip.
It's a lot. It's expensive to go. I get a discount, but still it's like, oh, also they opened up a fucking airport. Let's go. It's open, oh, yeah, I think, in that. March or May. Oh. It opens, so.
Well, maybe after that, we should go. I'm try out the new airport, dog.
Stoked on this shit. I'm like, yeah. that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's really not that expensive. Not that much more expensive to, like, I think there's just a layover, but I think that we get a, have to have a layover either way.
So. Yeah, because you're almost at a year away, like, in a couple months, you know? So dude. That actually is something to start thinking about. Maybe yeah. maybe at the year mark.
I'm so far ahead. It's actually stupid.
Well, I hope so.
You know what? I don't want to stress about it.
You got the venue. You got the dress going. Yeah, you're good to go.
Well, I mean, everybody's yeah. always so fucking stressed about a wedding. It's like.
Well, you're not really to the wedding part yet.
I know,
yeah.
but I'm yeah. like, I don't know. I feel like, should I be stressed?
No, not yet. I don't think. I think not yet. Yeah.
But two.
And I mean, you planned it out ahead of time. So I think you're doing really good.
Yeah. I know you yeah. got my bridal party. I think we should that's talk good. About that.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I'd be down to go though on a little trippity trip if you want. I'm going to Hawaii in April.
Oh, that's
and
right.
then I'm going or Maui. And then I'm going to
Maui,
Lake Como, in
April.
In
you're
September.
Going
in September. I'm going to Lake Como. We're going wait. To London, Rome, Venice, Lake Como.
When is this?
In September.
Oh, why?
Well, initially we were heading that way for a wedding.
Oh,
and
that's
then we
right.
just decided to like add on some more places. I also would really like to go to Oktoberfest on the end of the trip.
That'd be sick.
But I don't know if we're going to do that.
You guys are already
the
there.
Actual, like, I know, we're already there. So, but I don't know. And then, yeah, then Maui. And Tyler keeps trying to extend Maui. And I'm like, dude, where are you making this money? And like, share it with me if, like,
yeah,
you have
that's
the
kind
money
of the
to
thing.
Be extending shit.
That's kind and of I'm the like, thing. Yeah. It's like, where are we going to get the funds? Yeah. I got to fix two honey. Roofs. Two roofs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, this is upsetting. How come the plural of hooves is hooves? The plural of hoof, hooves, roof. It's not roofs.
Roofs?
Roofs. Isn't that fucking stupid? Roofs.
It's you roofs. Think it's
roofs with an F.
Yeah. Roofs.
But it should roof. Be roofs. No?
Roof.
It's like at that point, just make it roofs and everything's fine. Grammar's weird.
Yeah, I'm
I was
really
pretty upset about this
here.
For a while for no reason yesterday when I was said was composing a text message and said both of the roofs are leaking, and it was like a red underline, and I was like, I'm sorry, what? It's roofs? For roofs. What? Why? Who's in charge? Who do I talk to about this? I was pretty upset. Anyway,
where's the dictionary guy? I need to talk to him.
Yeah, Merriam Webster. Merriam Webster. That's the dictionary guy.
Oh, nice. Look, nice man. Reference there.
Thank you. We have 6 minutes to go here. Do you have anything that you would like to discuss with me or the people at large?
I have something, I guess. I got 2 new washers and dryers, which are beautiful. They're beautiful.
I love that. I love that for you.
And they came with an app. And I know recently you were talking about hating getting all these apps that come with the fucking things that you get, right?
Is it Samsung? Well, let me just ask you.
I don't know if it's Samsung, but it's great. I love it. It tells you. Yeah. It's like, hey, you know that you have your shit's done in there.
Yeah.
Your fucking clothes are dry. Yeah. And then like 30 minutes later, it'll be like, hey, did you forget?
Yeah.
You have wet clothes in the washer.
Yeah.
You know? And it like, it dispenses fucking soap. I don't even have to put soap in there.
What?
It like talks to each other. The two of them talk to each other and are like, hi, did you put yours on delicate? Well, I will too. Okay, cool. I'm like, that's fucking sick. And I was like, you know what? They need this shit for the oven. Like, hey, by the way, like you have 15 more minutes on your oven thing. Or like, hey, by the way, it's finally preheated. I know you're across the house.
They do. My oven has that.
Does it?
Yeah.
See, and I was like, I knew that they had to.
So
your washer and dryer does?
Samsung, nice. It doesn't do the soap thing, but Samsung has like the Smart Things app. So it'll be like washer's done, dryer's done, whatever. And then the best, my favorite, my fridge will be like the door's open or like change the filter. Because I got all Samsung appliances because it's a cool thing. But the oven is my favorite because it'll be like it's preheated or you can preheat it. You can click preheat from like if I'm like out.
Sick.
It's sick. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
The oven's already preheated.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And sick. Then you could be like, oh, is my oven on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Be like, or oh, you can turn it off. Turn that off. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fucking jam. 10 out of 10. Nice. I highly recommend getting Samsung appliances. That's the only, cool. See, that app is like, it's a helpful app. I like that app.
Yeah, that's a helpful ass app. I like that. Yeah, that's a vibe.
I need that app. I don't need it, but it's nice. It's not just an app that they're like, download it. And you're like, okay. And they're like, okay.
That's all.
That's it.
Just wanted your information.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, have you started paying for ads on Instagram? Or Instagram has started to pay people for ads?
What?
Yeah, it asked me like 4 times. It was like, hey, do you want to fucking get paid? And I was like, I don't know.
Get paid for what?
It just like puts ads up in your feed. I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's so weird. No.
Like, okay. Anyways, I started to look into it and then it like, it won't tell you anything until you start putting your information into it.
Of course.
And I was like,
I don't think I want to do this.
I don't like it when you guys take my information.
And then don't tell me why.
And don't tell me like really what's going on here. And
it's the worst, isn't it?
And I kept like getting out of it and being like, I don't want to do it. And then being like, should I do know what this is about?
I know.
And then I ended up getting to a point where then it was like, by the way, we're going to sell all your information to like everyone.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
I knew it.
And I was like, I already put in too much information.
I know
too much now.
They do. They always do. I'm like, stop doing that. Shit. I just honestly,
I won't take the money just because I don't want you to have my information.
I honestly don't even care. Just take it. But stop fucking putting me on email chains. Stop subscribing me to your emails. Like, have all my information. I don't even care. But if I get one more fucking spam email.
Yeah.
I don't like.
Or
if
text,
it was just like, I get, if I just give you my information and like do with it what you will, but I don't want to be involved, you know, what am I going to do? But the second I'm now a subject to the emails, it's like, I never should have ever bought a product from you.
Yeah.
What I want to start asking. Next time I want to buy something, I want to go like, if I buy this, am I committing forever to being on your email chain? Because if I am, I will not buy it. I don't care how much I want it. I fucking hate you. That's what I want.
My whole email is just that shit. It's just all trash shit. I'm like, well, that's why I don't check my email. So it's like, that means you're insane. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I would rather not deal with my email at all because maybe. Of this.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's very, it's
and I don't trust anything either. It's like, oh, hey, like, don't click it though. Like, yeah. If it's spam, you can't even click into it.
What if, like, I want to delete it?
Or what if I just, like, don't know? Like, there's so many things that
I don't know if it's spam or not.
I don't know anymore. Everything looks like spam.
Everything is spam. I know. I feel you.
Yeah. Well, but it said, it was like, hey, I just want you, it will take all the information from your whole phone, like all your apps.
Perfect.
And I was like,
I don't think so. I can't not worth it.
I can't do it. Yeah. Just letting you know if that comes up on your phone.
I don't want to do that.
Just survive. Don't do it. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, we have to go. We're going to get kicked off. We love you guys. We will see you next week. Stay safe out there. All right.
Hey, enjoy. Bye.
Bye.